Menswear designer Mehmet Ali was once the creative director of the venerated Savile Row house Hardy Amy's. But he's now left all that behind to launch his own brand called MEM, Modern Essentials Honestly Made. It's all about innovative design and a strong sense of provenance and transparency. But why did he leave behind a cushy job to venture out on his own? And how'd he do it? This is Eureka on Monocle 24. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. This week, Mehmet shares his story.
I'm a Londoner, kind of born and bred. Grew up in southeast London with my family, mum, dad, and two sisters. Always surrounded by elements of tailoring and what then was called kind of the rag trade. Some of my the older generations of my family were cobblers, shoemakers. They were working in the rag trade for various kind of UK clothing companies, and a few great uncles that were also tailors. So kind of grew up in quite a kind of nice suburban environment in southeast London with my family and extended family and friends. Went through a fairly normal kind of education and kind of came out the other end feeling like I really wanted to do something within menswear or within clothing. I ended up doing a mixture of things and it ended up coming out of university, well, two separate universities with two separate degrees, one much more on the academic side and one much more on the creative side. So having left school, I did a foundation year, which is something in the UK that you do when you want to transfer from an academic education into a more creative education. And through that year, you can essentially carve your pathway, whether that be within fine arts or fashion or, you know, all sorts of other creative industries. Having done that, I was luckily allowed to be enrolled into a degree course at Ravensbourne University to do a menswear degree, but to short track it to 2 years rather than three. So I jumped at the chance to kind of change disciplines at that point. I was apprenticing at the time with a really capable, experienced Savile Row tailor who had moved his practice more locally to me, and it made it very convenient for me to be able to apprentice with this, you know, wealth of kind of Savile Row tailoring bespoke knowledge on one side and get to my classes. So I tried to do both, and I just about managed to balance the two. And having had that formative training in bespoke tailoring, I tried to apply that to something a lot more modern, a lot more in keeping with my studies within my menswear degree course. After graduating from my menswear degree, they do a graduate fashion week in the UK, and they invite all the different graduates to show their collections, and my collection was quite well regarded, and you know, won the menswear award for that year, and it opened up some doors into more of a kind of commercial, ready-to-wear menswear environment. And that's actually where I joined what is quite a renowned company in the UK called Reiss. So I left because an opportunity came up, which was that, you know, this opportunity to go over to Hardy Amy's on Savile Row, which was kind of relaunching at the time and doing something quite new and unique in itself, of wanting to modernise a Savile Row house using the heritage of that founder as a ready-to-wear designer and trying to combine those two parts, that it would be, you know, partly about the bespoke Savile Row side and also partly about the formation of a new modern ready-to-wear wardrobe for men. I think I was there for just under 5 years, and I did 9 or 10 collections there. I think it was maybe fortuitous at the time that I wanted to take a bit of a step back and I wanted to do something a little bit calmer and a little bit more controlled and simpler. So I became an entrepreneur, which isn't simpler in any way. I had an idea of what became the philosophy of the brand, of the new brand MEM, but it aesthetically, I wanted to leave that to the last possible minute, which was fun for all of the people that I was working with on the supply side, as you can imagine. But it was also, I suppose, formatively as a new brand, it was far more about the philosophy and grounding it in something that I felt there was longevity with. The philosophy of MEM is, you know, and the more I get to know it myself, the more I try to simplify it and really just talk about one central theme, which is transparency. And it's about all of the things that I really, you know, have loved through my career as a working designer, being able to work directly with certain mills that are amazing at what they do and certain manufacturers who are amazing at what they do. And we started weaving our own fabrics with certain mills, knowing exactly the properties that we were going to get from those, you know, from those fabrics, and the specialist kind of function that goes into some of that weaving was something that we can then tell you about. And we made with certain suppliers that I'd worked with before and have a good relationship with that really are specialists in what they do. So it allowed for the product, hopefully, to do most of the talking of what the brand is about, rather than a more ethereal kind of overarching concept of cool or, you know, trend or fashion. It was much more about, as I say, transparency within the products being the underlying, and then the aesthetic decisions of what the wardrobe for a modern man should look like each season. You have to be really resilient to a certain extent. You know, if you feel like there's nothing else that you can imagine yourself doing, you have an idea that you feel is really strong, you've done all the research and you've spoken to your potential customer, and you feel like there is an opportunity there, then that is one part. I think a lot of entrepreneurs that don't succeed, it's not because they don't have great ideas. And the vast majority of business startups and people that I've spoken to will just say that it is the resilience that will essentially get you through to a place where the brand can start to really do something interesting.
Mehmet Ali on how he launched his new menswear brand, Mem. Eureka's back next Friday. But before then, tune into The Entrepreneurs on Wednesday. This episode was edited by Toby Hammond, and I'm Daniel Giacopelli. Thanks for listening.